Harper Audio presents You May Kiss the Bride, The Penhallow Dynasty by Lisa Byrne. Performed by Carolyn Morris. Chapter 1. Wiltshire County, England, 1811. This was dangerous. If she bit her lip any harder, thought Livia Stewart, it would probably begin to bleed, sending a bright red rivulet dripping down her chin and end up staining, in a spectacularly uncouth way, the bodice of her gown. The bodice of the gown which, Cecily had casually mentioned, was hers from 2 years ago.
"And you've altered it so cleverly, I scarcely recognised it."
Cecily's voice was soft and friendly, but in her pretty blue eyes there was, unmistakably, the gleam of cruel mischief.
"I knew, of course, from the colour, which is no longer quite in fashion."
Short of telling Cecily to stuff it, there didn't really seem anything Livia could say, but she was spared the necessity of trying to think up something polite when Lady Glanville, Cecily's mother, turned her gaze to Livia and subjected her person to a comprehensive scrutiny. "Indeed," her ladyship finally said, with the gravity of one considering a matter of deep existential import, "that particular shade of rose was very popular. Princess Charlotte, I believe, favoured it highly. I'm not at all certain, however, that it's suitable for one of your colouring, Livia, dear. It complements fair hair, such as Cecily's, as well as a pale complexion like hers. I'm sorry to say that you are rather brown." "She would be out of doors so much," Aunt Bella interpolated in her vague, melancholy way. "I've told her repeatedly how injurious it is to both health and..."